Profile on Praise Junction.
Listen. This is my story.
Real people, real stories. Real God, real change.
This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
You're on Praise Junction at Hope FM. Listen and leave. My name is Grace Mutiso. I'm hosting Pastor John and Hannah Wesley, our guests today on Profile. And of course, we'll be looking at your SMS and your response on 20933. That is 20933. Allow me to invite back our guest. So we promised when you come back, we'll focus on a season that God took you through in your marriage that shook it a bit. And our faithful God changed and brought you back. I don't know who wants to take us through this one to start us off. Is it Reverend John? Reverend. Pastor Cindy, yeah. Start us off. So that's happened.
Yeah, immediately we got married, we didn't have quite a rosy start.
Actually, we forgot. So yes. You got married which year?
2004, November.
Yes.
27th.
November 27, 2004. That's yes. Almost 16?
Yes.
This is our 16th
year.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a long time. So you didn't have an easy start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I remember I told her God will provide.
Yes.
So now when we got married, we got into that season of, you know, really testing this thing that God actually provides. Moved into an SQ. Well, we call it seven quarters.
Yes.
We're living there for about 6 months. And then we all of a sudden couldn't afford to pay the rent.
At this point, you're in full time as a pastor.
I'm in full time. I've gone into full time now.
Yes.
She's doing some odd jobs with some farms as a secretary and become receptionist.
Yes.
So all the funds we have are this, you know, seasonal things are coming in, trickling in. Sometimes we have nothing. I also tried to do some odd jobs as well. I've been a driver. I drove for a money counseling center for some time. And a few other things. I tried my hand in business, but things weren't working.
Yeah.
So 6 months later, I tell her, look, we can't afford this. We have to find an alternative. My dad was living in an estate and it had a servant quarters.
Yes.
So I said, hey, we need to go back home and we'll be living in my dad's servant quarters.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness.
Pastor Hannah, we are going back home.
Yes.
Okay.
Prior to this, some of our relatives had discouraged us from getting married because we didn't have stable jobs.
Yeah.
And I remember one saying to me exactly that, you know, if you get married and you don't have a job, utatuaibisha. Oh. And I remember that statement really sinking down in my spirit.
Yeah.
But it really sank deeper when I told my wife, we're going back to my dad's place.
Yeah.
And we went back. And that was one of the toughest seasons in our marriage, where we had actually to depend on my parents for our daily meals and just our daily lifestyle.
And it's still in the first year of your marriage.
First year of my marriage, and she's pregnant.
Ah, honeymoon and baby, as they call it.
Yeah, so this was the second year of marriage. My apologies, because I know my son is the second year of marriage, yes.
Yes.
2006 is when my son came. So she's pregnant during that season. And we had to now ask my dad, what do we do? She's almost due. I remember the day she began to have, what do you call them?
Labor
pains, yes. Those ones.
Yes.
It's my dad who took her to hospital.
Allow me to ask, where is your mom in this? You haven't mentioned
my mom is there.
Yes.
She's part of the whole thing. Yes. Both of them are in full-time, by the way.
Ah.
Yes. Both of them are in full-time ministry.
Yes.
So, they actually, we got into a Peugeot 504. Five people.
Yes.
And we drove to hospital. I have no idea how I'm going to pay for it. So, it's a very crazy season for us. I remember us having major disagreements because of that situation. Yeah. I remember even there being conflict between my wife and my mom.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess just proximity, living together. myself and my dad as well. He's the alpha and I'm also an alpha. So it got crazy. It got crazy.
When you're going to pray at this, what are you telling God? Because it's the one who's called you to serve. You wanted to do IT. You wanted to, you know, to do other things. But now here you are.
There was only one prayer I was making.
Yeah.
God, get me out of this. At some point, I threatened God, but we sorted out. I repented. I told him, if you do not, I'm getting a job.
And you gave him an ultimatum.
Yes. I said, you sort me out. I can't have a repeat of my father's and mom's stories.
Yeah.
I just can't. So you sort me out now or else. Anyway, I was younger in the faith, so we sorted it out. Later, I asked forgiveness.
Yes.
It was a tough season. And we are going through the season. The baby has come. The SQ is small. The kitchen and the bed, you just stretch your hand and you shake our sofuria.
Oh,
the baby is in between.
Moses basket. Yeah.
Then I remember getting a job with Amani Counseling Center as a driver.
Mm.
And my wife told me, you're taking that job. I don't care if it's a driver's job. You're taking it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, ma'am, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So I took the job, and that job for some time, I think for about 2 or 3 months, because it was not a permanent job, just a temporary thing. We were able to somehow settle our debts and buy the baby a few things here and there. And then the big miracle. I think I'll let my wife share how
that the
happened.
Miracle came.
Yes. Yeah.
So before you go to the miracle, you know, it's the ladies who always have the juicy part of the story.
Yes.
He has the summary.
Yes.
So for the sake of helping a couple who could be here.
Yeah.
You know, so he promised, I will never be a pastor. So mm-hmm. he's a pastor mm-hmm. and you're okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the Lord spoke to you. He is 20. Yeah. Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
So you start and these challenges come.
Yeah.
Tell me, what was going through your heart and mind?
It wasn't easy at all. I kept on praying. I remember when he told me he was going to be a pastor, at the back of my mind, even before he kept on telling me, I will not be a pastor, at the back of my mind, I knew one day he will be a pastor.
Yeah.
I knew I had a witness of the Spirit, but I said, okay, it's all right, fine. But I had to make peace with God. And I told him, if this is what you want for him,
yes,
give me the grace to not be a hindrance.
Mm.
What you want to do with him, what you want to do through him, that I will not be a hindrance. And that means you have to provide for us.
Yes.
That was my first concern and my first worry, because he had told me so many stories about how they lived, how they had so many visitors in the house. They will have to share or sometimes even leave their house and go to a neighbor because there are so many visitors. So, and he didn't want that with his children.
Yes.
And it was a cry of his heart that this should not happen to his children.
Yeah.
So now we are married now, without jobs. It was a miracle all the way. The wedding, first of all, was on itself a miracle.
Yes.
The honeymoon was also a miracle
because
we had no clue what is going to happen, where we are going to go that very day. But God came through. Actually, we married here at
Sita. Valley
Road. Yes.
Wow.
And God did a miracle.
Yes.
And all this time, the first year we go through surviving with, I get a job here, we pay our rent, and we say, wow, month one is gone, month two is gone. And now, this towards the end of that year, we are expectant.
Yeah.
Then how are we going to handle this? How are we going to pay the hospital? How are we going to buy clothes, you know?
Yes.
And when our time came to give birth, it was a huge, huge, huge burden for us. And his dad was asking, so, my son, what's the plan? You know, because he's expecting him to have a plan.
Yeah.
He has his own household, and him, as young as he is, he has his own household to take care of.
Yes.
And I kept on praying, Mungu, please, this is your servant.
Yeah.
Usimwaibishe, usikubali aibu ingie, please. You know, I would pray. I would tell God, come through for us. And just towards when I'm just about to give birth, like a month to, yes. God did a miracle.
Yes.
One thing I want to note, by all this time, God always came through.
Amen.
Right when we need him,
yeah.
he always came through.
Yes.
We never got stranded. We never felt like we are all alone. He always came through.
Yeah.
A month to us giving birth, I got a contract for 1 month.
Wow.
And that 1 month made us now pay the hospital. And now buy a few, you know, starter, like that Moses basket.
Mm.
And now we are already in his parents' home.
Yes.
And we told God, you know, we know what happens normally when you get in-laws, so in that proximity. So we told God, give us wisdom on how we are going to live in this home.
Yes.
Because this is his father. His father is feeling, you know, you guys are in my space. Mm-hmm. So when I say this gate should be closed at this hour, you know, you guys close the gate at this hour, you know.
You don't say, we just
you don't say, this. Yes, you know. Yeah. And remember, he's still our pastor.
Yes.
He still has visitors. So when visitors are also so many, mom will tell me, you know, you have a few items, please help me. I need to take care of my visitors. I remember I'm also a new bride. I'm still
learning.
This is pastoral work, even though kunaendanga, you know. So there's so much I'm juggling. I'm a new mother. And then here we are in this home.
Mm.
So how are we going to survive? But then God also came through.
Yes.
Our son would grew very well. And his birth was also a miracle because we almost lost him.
What happened, if you don't mind sharing?
Two weeks before I gave birth, we went to visit a family friend. And this family friend had two children, so she had just given birth, so we went to see her. And Kumbe, the firstborn daughter, had chicken pox.
Oh, no.
And me, I had never gotten chicken pox, and I'm here almost about to give birth. I have no idea that my immune system is very low. So the incubation period for chicken pox is exactly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks, I get chicken pox.
No.
And then I'm in labor. I go to, it takes so long, so long. The baby goes into breech.
Oh, no.
And then they tell me this is an emergency CS.
Yes.
And we had not planned for a CS. We knew this is a natural push. We go one day. Ushalipa, that time it wasn't so expensive. And we are like, yeah, if we have 15K, we'll manage to survive this. So a CS has just made things completely different.
Yeah.
But I told you, every time God will come through. So I go through the CS after 3 days. I can't see the baby. This is my first time baby. I can't see the baby because I'm contagious. It is now fully blown. The chicken pox is fully blown. And I'm crying.
And the pain.
You know, everybody is coming to see me. But before they see me, they have to go see the baby. And then they come and tell me, oh, you have a beautiful baby.
Oh.
And I would cry. I tell God, why? Everybody is seeing my baby except me. So the last day, he went and talked to the doctors. Please, she has to see this baby.
Yeah.
And they put me in a store. And they brought the baby on the window so that I can see the baby. And it was a whole week, 2 weeks of torture.
Mm.
I didn't see the baby. Even after we went home, we drove in two different cars. Of course, that was a miracle on itself, how we got home.
Mm.
Because we did have a car, so his father drove the baby and I, where he worked. I didn't mention God also came through. After I finished through my 1 month, God gave him another month to push us through.
Yes.
So this 1 month, they gave him a vehicle, a company vehicle to take me home. Every time I want to see the baby, I would go out in my pain and they bring the baby either through the kitchen window for me to see the baby. And every time I would cry. I hear the baby crying in the main house. Remember we in the SQ?
Yes.
I hear the baby crying and I would cry even more.
Because you can't do anything.
I can't do anything. I would find out why is the baby crying?
Mm.
Then his mom really did a good job.
Mm.
And she would wash the baby and she would come and report every time. The baby's fine. I've washed him. He's fed him. And then when he comes from work, I told him, the first thing you do, don't come here. Go see the baby.
Report.
Go see the baby.
Yeah.
Come, take a few photos.
Yes.
Come and show me. Because he's growing.
Yes, sure.
And then after 2 weeks, he gets chickenpox.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so like the 2 weeks were for nothing.
It was just for nothing. You know?
Yeah.
But God kept him.
Yes.
God kept us.
Amen.
And all through this, we saw God. We saw God on every step.
Mm.
And the baby grows. 6 months, we are about to start weaning. And he's weaned, and now he's about to crawl.
Yeah.
We are back to our troubles again. Mm. This baby, where is he going to crawl?
Mm-mm.
We are in an SQ.
By then, God has answered. Chickenpox done.
Chickenpox done. God has healed. We are bonded back.
Yeah.
You know, me and him became, even now, actually, my bond and him is just
special.
Special. So 6 months, and now he's about to crawl. Where are we going to go? What is going to happen? We start crying. We go back to our knees.
Mm.
So, and I told God, Mungu sasa, this is what now they were telling me.
Yes.
Those aibu moments. In fact, one lady told me, you are getting married to a pastor. Mm. Have you prayed?
Are you sure?
Are you sure this is what you want to do?
Yeah.
So, God did a miracle.
Mm.
When, as we were praying, God brought into our life a couple. A relative who works out of the country,
yes.
And he had a big house with everything in it,
yeah.
And he's not in the country. He comes probably once in a year, and he needed someone to take care of the house.
Yeah.
So he came and requested us, you guys. Are you in a position to come and live in my house? I ask you, I request you, please, please, don't say no. You know?
Yeah, we are thinking that.
Don't say no. See, we are like, what do you mean, please? You know?
When can we move in?
When can we move in?
Yeah.
And we told him, oh, pray about it. Because we don't want to seem like, yeah, it's like an opportunity we are looking for. But in our hearts, we are saying, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. You've taken us from this space,
mm.
And now you're taking us to a better place.
Yeah.
And you have it shows you are with us, you are hearing our prayers, and you are working out a better plan for us.
Yes.
So we moved into this 3-bedroom house.
Yeah, from an SQ.
From an SQ.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. God did it. Tukahamia hapo with everything that we own, we can share in one room. I'm telling you.
And that's just phase two of the miracle.
Yes.
Because now we have a place,
mm-hmm.
We have a home.
Yeah.
Fully furnished.
Fully furnished.
With all the modern things you can think about, refrigerator, freezer, big TV. Hey. I mean, it was fully furnished.
Where the baby is sleeping and where the kitchen is, you walk a distance.
Yeah, the baby has his room.
The baby has his room, his own bed.
Okay.
You know?
His so that's room. Phase two. We're in that house, but we don't have money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The bills are paid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The rent is paid.
Yeah.
But we still have to hustle for daily daily bread. And so we are thanking God. We're like, yay, good. Glory to God. You've done this. And we're so excited. But now, Lord, provide. This baby needs food. My wife needs food and all that. So God began to take us through different seasons where, provision would come. By this time, by the way, around this time we're in this new house, the church where my dad used to pastor, he decides to leave the church.
Mm.
And then he calls me and my wife and he says, you guys have been praying, and I think I leave this ministry under you.
Mm-hmm. That was a shocker.
That's now you are how many years in marriage at that point?
We were about
3 years in marriage.
Yes.
We're young.
Yes.
I've only been a youth pastor.
Yes.
I have no idea how to run a church.
Yeah.
We basically were just so green.
We were to settle in as
a pastor's wife
and a mother.
And a mother.
As a pastor's and now, wife, youth pastor.
We are senior pastors. This so was now, never a picture in even in both of us.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I can't tell my wife, this is what Dad said.
Yes.
She's like, what? We have to pray. We can't just, you know, accept. So we began to pray.
Yes.
We began to pray, and 2 weeks later, we had a lot of peace in our hearts. We never really had a verbal voice or an audible voice saying, this is the Lord Yahweh. No. It was just this unusual, strange peace that I had. And when I told my wife, she had the same incredible peace. So we went and approached our parents and we said, yes, I think you had God. Yeah. And this is what my parents did. Immediately, I gave them answer. That Sunday. They announced in church.
And they stepped back.
Yeah.
They would come to church like and everybody else. And they sit, they give offering, they walk out like everybody else.
My dad would listen to me, and he's a very good preacher. He's a very good teacher of the word.
He's a powerful man of
He would
God.
Listen to me, say amen, write notes, and then go home.
Whether he made mistakes,
never. Never, I mean, he totally handed over.
Yeah.
And they are going through their own transition period, you know, later on, of course, about a few months later, they left and went for the, you know, further studies in the U.S.
Okay.
So here we are. We have now a church.
Big
but
shoes
still
to
no
fill.
Money.
No
still
money.
Still no money.
No money. So you know how, you know, Pentecostals are.
Faith.
Imani.
I mean, the little people are giving in church. We're struggling to pay church rent and all those things. So it's still a very difficult place. So now you have this church responsibility, your family, you have. But let me tell you, God, as my wife keep on saying, God every kept on being step. Faithful every step of the way. There's not a single day we slept hungry.
Yeah.
Was there a day when we almost slept hungry? Yes. But we never did.
You.
We never did. I remember one time we had no food. No food, not knowing what to do. And we prayed. And then we sat looking at each other, wondering what to do.
The baby.
And the baby is there. And then we had a knock. And someone is visiting.
Hey.
And they have this basket that is full of food stuff.
Yeah.
And they just didn't even sit. They said, hey, I was just passing by and I felt I should get you this guy's, this thing and
from
this. God bless you. And the person left.
Went.
You know the way you hear at angels, you know. That was an angel for us.
Yeah.
Right on time.
Yeah.
And many of those miracles that God did for us. And of course, during this season, God is also strengthening our marriage.
Yes.
And renewing our faith in each other and in Him.
Mm.
Knowing that if you really, really remain faithful and trust in God and stand with each other. One thing that I really, really thank God for my wife, you heard even through her testimony. She never challenged me.
Mm-mm.
She never stood and said, you said, now look at this. What is this? Yes, we had disagreements based on, you know,
I want this.
I can't afford this. But she never became a contrary voice.
Yeah.
Or we never always, say, I'll pack and go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We always prayed and trusted God.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the midst of it all, she was there as a friend to walk with me through the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, God began to get us through it. Eventually, we stayed in that house for 3 years.
Hey, that's relative. God bless them.
Imagine. In fact, last year, towards last year, December, we called him up
we
just told him, man,
God used you.
And we just spoke blessings over him.
Yeah.
Because we remember that and we're like, wow.
Every time we remember that.
Yes. God used you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that has been our journey and our story.
Yes.
But God held us together.
Yeah. At what point did you say now God breakthrough came? And you say, thank you, Lord. You changed our life now. Maybe you're not there where you really wanted, because none of us is.
Yeah.
But wow, at least the basics we needed, God came through.
Mm.
3 years later,
church
began to pick up its feet.
Yeah.
And they started giving us a small allowance every week. It wasn't much, but it did something.
Yes. Mm.
3 years down the line, we move out of this house and we move now into our own house.
Mm.
No seats. But
no,
we have
seats.
Food.
Yeah.
Because remember, all our belongings fit in one room.
Yes.
So we pick them up.
We moved from the SQ, so we don't even have
anything.
Apart from the bed that we were given for our wedding, you know, and like a small baby's
Moses basket.
Basket. No, by that name, ni mkubwa.
A bed.
Mm. We had a small bed, but we don't have space.
Yeah.
So we moved into a two-bedroom house, and we have no seats.
Then we believe at that time is when we had our breakthrough.
Yes.
Amen.
Because immediately we moved in, God sent specific people, including this relative.
Yeah.
Again.
Yes, who said to us, look, we're going to partner with you every month. And that's how the breakthrough came. From that day to date, life has never changed.
Amen.
To a negative degree. God has always been positive. Yeah. I mean, we've always been growing and it's been getting better and better. Some partners along the way fell out. God brought in others.
Yeah.
But to date, God has been faithful.
Amen.
And the ministry has also grown.
Yes.
And we thank God for that.
And your love has grown.
Now we know better.
Yeah.
We have learned from the mistakes we have, because nobody is perfect.
Yes.
During all these challenges, of course, there'll be disagreements, there'll be arguments, there'll be moments of, you know, inconsistency, or you're not satisfied with what you have at the moment. But we have grown.
Yes.
We have grown in our marriage. We see young people getting married and we tell them, we speak to them, you know, no matter what life brings at you. Today is finances.
Mm.
Tomorrow it's someone, you don't have a child.
Yeah.
Another day is someone who is sick, you know.
Yes.
You grow into from different phases of life. The one thing that will keep you together is have each other's back.
Yes.
Once you have each other's back, there's nothing you can't handle. There's nothing you can't handle, because it's just a moment. Life will face, God will change every situation, every challenge, every concern, as long as we remain faithful to Him.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's a good point to pause.
Wow.
And Selah.
Yeah.
And here we are waiting to hear from you, texters on 20933. When we come back, we'll be sampling what you're saying on our feedback platforms. You know, I'm just hearing the story of this couple, the Wesleys, and what comes to my mind is, be together. You know what God has said He will do. No matter how long it takes, He will do it. So what you need to do is to pray, because they have consistently said they kept praying. They never lost their faith, and the Lord helped them to stand. Let Solid Rock Band remind us of that through this song. And when we come back, we get to your comments.
I still call you Lord. In the good times, you are still my King. I call you Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You've been faithful from the past till now, till the end of the days. You've been a faithful God. I put my trust in you, Jehovah, Jehovah. Wakati. Wakati
wa furaha,
Bwana nishike,
nisimame,
ninapolemewa. These battles, the things that I've gone through.
me.
You're on Praise Junction at Top FM. Listen and Leave today. I'm hosting John and Hannah Wesley. Both of them are pastors at Eternal Life Church International, right here in the city of Nairobi. Indeed, all I can say, this is a story of faith, you know. Just faith in God and just sticking to what God has said, no matter how long it takes. Just hang in there because He's faithful to come through for you. Let me check on Facebook what you're saying. We begin with Dorcas, who says, thank God for this couple. They really look good together. I'm at that point at my age 20. A lot is happening. I have a Christian background, but there is a lot of pressure, especially now that I'm in college. Could you please talk about it? I'm assuming it's pressure to settle down, you know, as a young person in college. What would be your counsel to her?
Well, Dorcas, my advice to you is that do not cave into the pressure. Follow the program, you know, get to clear with your college. When God brings someone your way that you're able to relate with and you're both convinced that this is the will of God, take your time, go through some courtship period, go through premarital counseling where you go to church. And when you have settled, you know, get married. Don't be under pressure. There's no pressure. It's your life. It's your life.
Okay.
It's your life.
Sasawa. This one's saying, Nyasera Albert, listening to us from Kisi 93.1. How are you doing, my brother? And thank you for writing, saying, say hello to our guests. Albert says hello.
Hello, Albert.
And says, thank you for sharing your experience. It's very motivating and encouraging, especially regarding marriage life. And we say thank you. Valasa Mumbe says, you're a blessing and you're blessing my heart. Those are my very own pastors. I'm locked up. Kuna mshirika.
Thank you, V. Thank you, V.
Thank you for listening. Josephine Mwambe just say hello to our guest listening to us from Mutwapa, Asante Sana. Lynette, thank you for streaming us live in Iraq, Baghdad on www.topmediakenya.org. David Ndiritu saying great testimony there all the way from Nyeri. Asante Sana for writing in. Who else is here? Thank you, Sylvia Musa. You're tuned in, Irene. I can see you, Laban, saying you're set for this fellowship, and you say thank you, hanging there. Hope you're learning and taking notes. Lebanon is tuned in this day via Anna Sabatia. Thank you for writing in. Who else is here? SGR Terminus. Somebody's listening to us from SGR. Asante Sana, my dear brother. On the SMS line 20933, hello, Pastor Wes and Pastor Hannah. This one sounds like somebody who knows you well. Eh? Esther Chiri here, listening from Kisumu. Says to Etoka Mbali Pamoja. Glad to hear you give your testimony on air. I love you guys. Mm-hmm. I always admire your commitment to God and your authentic relationship as a couple. You're a blessing to this generation. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Esther. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us from Kisumu. Those are my pastors. Awino Sakwa says, amazing people. I love you guys.
Amen.
Thank you for writing in. A wonderful story, this listener says, of God's faithfulness for his people. But I really want to reemphasize the importance of sticking together as a couple.
Yes.
Yep. God anoints that unity.
That's true.
PM Asante Sana for writing in. Thank you so much for your story, Pastor Wesley, and your wife. You are describing your marriage. When you were describing your marriage story, there were quite some similarities with how my husband and I met, this listener says, and eventually ended up together.
Amen.
May God continue to bless your ministry, your family, your marriage.
Amen.
A small request, please pray for couples who are going through long distance marriages.
That's true.
Yeah, a prayer request there. Mm. Somebody also is asking us here to pray for them. Their husband is going for an interview this day. We are assuming they need a job for provision.
Oh, yes.
Somebody else also still trusting God for a job. Mm-hmm. And before we get to a time of concluding this program, the Wesleys, I'd love to give you a minute, each of you a minute, and I'll start with Reverend John, to speak to a husband who could be tuned in and is at that point where things are not working. You know, wife is there, children are there, or maybe just husband, wife, and things are tough. And they feel like, I can't take it anymore, because you've seen husbands kill themselves.
Yes.
You know, or young people thinking, man, you know, things are not moving. I want to end my life. Would you minister to them?
Yes. To all the men out there, and especially those of us who are born again, it's important to know and to understand who you are, and just understanding what biblical manhood is. It's not just being the one to, you know, issue orders and force your way through. And once you sort it out with your identity, understanding what Christ created you to be, understanding that there's a favor on every man for provision and for leadership, that is a grace that nobody can take from you. And no matter what season you're in, just wait in there, hang in there, wait on God, and He will bring you to a place where you'll be able to be manifested as a man. And no matter how long it takes, I want to really insist on that, because sometimes we give up because we feel it's been 2 years, it's been 3 years. No, be consistent. Be consistent in trusting God. This, I love the scripture that says, and you know, that even when we are unfaithful, God remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. And even in those seasons where probably sometimes you may waver and begin to doubt God, don't give up. Just hang in there. God is going to prove it to be true for you. Be consistent. Work hard. Work smart. Pray for every venture you go out for, and trust God that there will be provision. Mm-hmm. Again, be comfortable with your spouse getting income as well. Yeah. Don't fight her, your spouse getting income. Mm-hmm. You've heard through our story that there are times when my wife had to go and get a contract for us to get it, you know, to get by. You can't just sit there and say, hey, you sit, I'm the man, I'm going. No, times have changed. And understanding biblical manhood also releases you to know that we also have the Proverbs 31 woman.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's a grace that our ladies also have, and they can, you know, you can synergize and synchronize your efforts, your abilities, your skills, and God is going to be faithful through this season.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Hannah, we've had wives saying, you know, harsh words to their husbands. You know, you promised, you've not delivered, what kind of a man you are, plus many other hurtful things.
Yeah.
Or wives who are there, they were expecting their husbands to deliver to financially provide. And they are hurting quietly.
Mm.
Minister to that, girl.
The Bible says in Genesis 2:18 that God created the woman to be a helper. And I want to speak to someone today, a daughter in Zion, that God already knows the situation you are in. God knows that your husband is not working. God knows that your husband is struggling financially. And the reason for you to fight and peckle and be petty is not going to change the situation. Your husband is designed to become a better man, even financially, and whatever weaknesses he may have. All you need to do, a wife of noble character knows that it is her divine responsibility to be a helper to that man, to that husband. So stand your place, stand your ground, hold your home. I always say that women, even the Bible says that we are the ones who our homes or even build. If you choose to be a builder, build with wisdom. Pray, direct all your concerns to Him, and be kind to your husband.
Yeah.
Lashing out to him will not change the situation. It is not right. It will only just bring him down. You will just be an added problem, an added stress to him. Hold, support each other, hold each other, and be a pillar in that home and build your man and build your home in Jesus' name.
Amen. Reverend, you can pray for us. Pray for couples. Pray for their young people, maybe got into relationship, expectant. The man responsible has fled and you're left with that responsibility to take care. And anyone just trusting God for a need. Would you pray in the remaining 2 minutes?
Amen. Let's pray. Dear loving Jesus, we thank you so much for this precious opportunity, even to reach out to those who are listening to us on air and to pray for them. We stand in the gap in the name of Jesus, and we decree over their lives that it is well with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for every couple out there that is going through a tough season, a tough moment, whether it is financial or just other things, even in matters of infidelity, and there's a lot going on. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, you will intervene. Give them peace that surpasses the understanding of men. Let your peace guard their hearts and their minds. We pray against every seed of the enemy that has been sowed in different marriages. And we pray right now in Jesus' name that that seed will be uprooted and marriages will stand. We cover every marriage with the blood of Jesus. And we speak life to a marriage that is almost dying. Those that are going through different tough seasons and moments, we declare in Jesus' name that, Lord, the grace for them to pull through and carry through is resting on them now in Jesus' name. Lord, you've been faithful in our own marriage. I pray that that faithfulness will be stretched out over to other marriages in Jesus' name. We pray for young people who are going through different struggles and relationship issues, that God, you will provide uncommon and unusual systems of support, systems of counsel and advice in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be plugged in to right relationships and right congregations where they can receive counsel and receive advice on what to do. We pray that, God, you will also, through your Holy Spirit, teach them and reveal to them what they must do. We pray for those who are trusting you for jobs, that, God, you will open up doors right now. Specifically, this brother who's gone for an interview, we pray that, God, you will give him a breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for those who are in long distance relationships, the Lord, you will hold them together, keep them together, and sustain them in Jesus' name. And we pray that a miracle will happen for them to no longer be in long distance relationships, that God, you will bring them together. If it's jobs that must be created, if it's, I believe that this is because of financial issues, and I pray that you will stabilize their finances, that they will get to a place where they no longer need to be apart. We bless marriages out there. And we declare in Jesus' name that even in the midst of the storm and the attacks against marriage as an institution, marriage will stand. The married folks, those in Christ, will stand in Jesus' name. Strengthen them, O God. We speak life in every marriage. We speak your love in every marriage. And even in this season, as people are celebrating the month of love, coming to Valentine's, Lord, we take advantage of this season and we pray, may the right seeds be sown in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Oh, thank you, the Wesleys, for coming and just sharing your testimony. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
And may you be a blessing to many.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Amen.
I have to call it a day. I hope you've been ministered to. Hold on to God. Hold on to each other. Marriage works. And it's work.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.